Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
We couldn't think of a better guy to talk to because Ted Wynn does just an amazing job. We say that every time, but it's always true. At FB underscore film analysis. And he's got a great piece, 49ers Trey Lance, breaking down his throwing mechanics and the myth of dipping the ball. So as always, Ted, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. And just kind of give us the kind of the premise of the piece that you've written.
Yes, I wrote about how what are the things that Lance has worked on as far as fixing his mechanics. And, you know, one of the most common criticisms I hear about Lance and about other quarterbacks is that, you know, he's dipping the ball. So, you know, dipping the ball is bringing the ball down to waist level when he's preparing to throw. And, you know, people say that's slows down their release, or, you know, they start comparing Lance to guys like Tim Tebow. But when you look at some of the best throwers in the world, they all dip the ball. So dipping the ball isn't a bad per se. It's part of loading and getting power, and it kind of naturally allows you to get power. It's just you know, the way you sequence your throws and how you allow your hips to open up into the throw before bringing an arm. That's what speeds up your release. That's what creates the efficient throwing motion.
Yeah, the sequence is critical. So it all goes there, and you got to have your lower body with the arm. Well, one thing I want you to talk a little bit about is the elongated delivery and the release time. Because Jimmy Garoppolo was one of the quickest in football. That's what Jimmy's thing was. He'd hit the back foot or out of the shotgun, Ted. He'd just get the ball out. It was 2.58 seconds between snap and release last season for Jimmy. Only Roethlisberger, Tom Brady, and Tua got it out quicker. Comparatively, Trey was at 3.37 seconds, so 2.58 to 3.37. And for Trey, that's by far the longest time. Now, a lot of that was just young quarterback, doesn't see it, holds it a little bit too long, keeps the play alive, which they want him to do more of. But some of it, I think, was just release. So when you time up from when he takes his left hand off the ball and he begins the motion to release the ball from his fingertips, does he get it out on time?
Yeah, last year when I timed up his release from when he took his front hand off the ball to when the ball left his hand, he was around a 0.48, which is on the slower side. And this year at training camp, I timed him about 0.42. So he shaved off 0.06, which is pretty significant. But that's still a little bit on the slower side. And I think one of the things that does slow him down is that he tries to hold the ball up high by his chest, and then he dips the ball to his waist. But if he's going to dip the ball, you know, I think he should probably just hold the ball lower to his waist to begin with, so the ball doesn't have to travel as far down to his waist. And that's one of the things Aaron Rodgers actually worked on from college to NFL. Is when he was in college, Jeff Tedford was famous for, you know, teaching quarterbacks to hold the ball up in the shelf, which is way up by their chin. And then when he went to the NFL, he got taught to hold the ball lower, relax his elbows a little bit, and he became a much more fluid thrower. So I think that could actually help Lance speed up his release a little.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
A little bit.
Ted, as far as slow to fast, as far as comps, we always think of Byron Leftwich as a long release. Kaepernick had a long release. Jimmy seems to get it out quickly. What is an acceptable and or fast release, and what is a slow release, just so that people have something to comp that to?
Yeah, I think a really fast release is kind of below 0.34 to 0.34. That's a really fast release. Anything below a 0.3, there's actually some concern that the quarterback isn't loading correctly and he's kind of skipping steps and trying to get the ball out too quickly. I think for Lance, you know, you just want to see him keep working, getting more efficient, and dipping below 0.4.
Boy, 0.34. Who the hell was that? Dan Marino, maybe back in the day. Dan had one of the great quickest releases of all time, but he had the ball high. Kind of the way Aaron Rodgers did at Calford Tedford. All right, beyond all that, you know, you Kyle, you know, they work on the mechanics in the offseason, but a lot of it is muscle memory. He's just got to go play football tonight. So what do you want to see? Mm-hmm. What are you going to watch for from five tonight? And the differences in the offense, I mean, he had that injury going into the Arizona game with a finger, so I think they changed the offense a little bit. He wound up running the ball 16 times in that game and threw it only 15 times when he made his second start on Jan 2 against Houston, Ted. He played more under center, traditional Kyle offense. So what do you expect from the offense tonight going from Jimmy to Trey? And then what are you going to look for tonight from Trey Lance?
Yeah, we all know Lance could throw the ball deep, and we know he could extend, but I want to see him play more in the rhythm of the offense. I want to see him make some of those intermediate timing throws that Jimmy Garoppolo was so good at, down the middle of the defense. I want to see him anticipate some of those windows open. I want to see him throw the ball as he hits his back foot and, maybe take a hitch, one or two hitches, but I don't want to see him hold the ball for too long. I just want to see him hit some of those rhythm throws, which will kind of tell you that he's starting to understand this offense and the timing of this offense.
Overall, when you watched him in camp, because I know, and David Lombardi does a great job, and he has all the numbers and everything, but, we were talking to some guys down here, and obviously, as we all know, training camp and a game are completely different. Kyle may have him make a throw and doesn't want to run on a certain play. Just make the throw if it's intercepted, whatever. So, yeah, the numbers don't look good. Some of the reports have been that he didn't have a good camp. Just overall, what did you see from him when you saw him in camp?
When I saw him in camp, he had a great day, and he was throwing deep, and he was throwing in rhythm. But just based on some of the things that I've heard, I mean, this is a really young interior of the line, and you're going against the Niners defensive line, which is one of the best, if not the best, in NFL. So I imagine he's probably not getting a lot of time, and you have guys like Fred Warner, who's so good at dropping into zones and taking away your first read. So. I'm sure it's a struggle going against the Niners defense, who's expected to have, a top three defense, but it's also good for him to see that type of quality of defense day in and day out. So I'm curious to see how he looks against a defense that maybe isn't quite as good as the Niners have.
Yeah, and again, going from Jimmy to Trey stylistically, you talked about the deep ball, and I think that's the one major difference we're going to see. Is Trey looks, and both quarterbacks are taught to look, deep first and then short later. But Jimmy just wouldn't throw it. And Jimmy had a decent deep arm. He just didn't throw the ball as deep. Trey looks to throw it deep, and he throws it deep. Going January 2nd game against Houston, the corner post over route to Debo for the touchdown. But also, he was able to get a couple of deep PIs on the Texan secondary by just throwing the ball deep down the field. How do you think that will change? And I think he throws it deep down the field from the numbers to the sideline. which they have wide receivers who can go get that, including Danny Gray, just fly on nine routes. So how will that open up the offense as far as how defenses have to play the 49ers, Ted? That's got to help the running game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, with Garoppolo, so many throws were right in that middle of the field, you know, between that 5 to 10 yard area, that you could pack that part of the field, and that's the part you want to pack against the run game as well. So when you're forced to defend the entirety of the field, you have to back those safeties up. You have to play more two safety defenses if he's able to hit those deep passes, and not just the deep passes. He's going to be able to hit those sideline throws more. He's going to be able to hit those comeback routes, those outbreaking routes more. And that's going to force those overhang defenders to spread out a little bit. And when you spread out, you're not going to be quick into the run fit. So that helps the run game out as well.
Ted, how about just overall arm strength? As you said, his mechanics, as we've seen in camp, are not perfect. But the one thing is that thing comes out. And so, well, there's times that I saw him and I thought there was a little bit of a hitch to it. And maybe he was telegraphing a few things. The arm strength seems to overcome a lot. And so we're talking about deep balls. I understand that. But as you just pointed out, just balls that are going to get there much quicker than they did with Jimmy.
Yeah, exactly. The velocity is going to be beneficial, and the ball's going to get to the receivers quicker. And like I mentioned, you know, Garoppolo didn't throw a lot of sideline comeback throws. So sometimes those areas of the field weren't defended. And when you could throw with as much velocity as Lance does, you're going to start to hit those comebacks.
You know, I was watching the divisional playoff game from Lambeau last year, January 22nd, that, you know, frozen night in the frozen tundra, Ted, just to get ready for the game tonight. And it was just so obvious to me that Jimmy was really hurt going into that game, which we knew, I think, going into the game, that he had a shoulder injury on top of the thumb. But there were so many throws, the interception of the safety, Adrian Amos, when he was late getting to George Kittle. There were two or three throws in the flat that just should have been intercepted, that he got fortunate. He stuck some big-time throws late to get Robbie into field goal range to win the game, but he just wasn't healthy. And, you know, where he's at now with his health, I think he's getting over that shoulder now. But my question to you is, because you know the game so well and you know schemes and quarterbacks and how it all fits, and I've been saying this for weeks and months, that Cleveland's got to go get Jimmy Garoppolo if Deshaun Watson has a lengthy suspension, because he would fit Kevin Stefanski's offense so well. It's Gary Kubiak, it's Kyle Shanahan, Mike Shanahan, it's the whole thing. So if Deshaun Watson does get a longer suspension from six games, maybe indefinitely, we're here in Cleveland would be in play. Do you see that, as I do, as being a good scheme fit for the Browns to go get Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, I mean, they're running a lot of the same concepts. You know, they're running the same run checks. He understands his part in a run game. He understands play action and how to get the ball in time and those concepts. So it's a seamless fit. So, you know, I think that's probably the best destination for him and for the Browns. You know, they could be a playoff team with Garoppolo under center. So I think that makes a ton of sense.
Ted, you're always a great follow, and it's great having you on the show. We appreciate it, and as always, great work on the trade piece, and I'm sure we'll talk to you throughout the season. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, my friend.
Make sure you follow him. It's a great follow, at @FB_FilmAnalysis. Ted just does a tremendous job and read his stuff in The Athletic. He is worth it for the subscription price alone. He is awesome. And plus, I like it, because lots of video and pictures.
You like that.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.